presented by Clay County Public Golf Course and Benefield Funeral Home.
Classic Country 90.9.
Hey folks, Bill Bubba Bussey here, and this ain't your average morning show. We're talking life, laughs, and a little bit of ball with Coach in the Game. It's Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Bucks Island in Southside, Alabama is a family-owned marine dealership and supports Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. More information is available at bucksisland.com or by phone at 1-800-I-AM-READY.
Square in Ashland. This is the 3-Point Stance with Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, David Nolan, and Rusty Taylor on Classic Country 90.9. Snap
the Cooper. Looking down the field. He's got a man. Caught it. He's free. Phil Yall Johnson at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! There are no flags. Touchdown pass on the final snap of the game. Jacksonville State has won it.
Let's pick on the field goal unit.
Got to. There's only time for one more play. The ball's at the Auburn 36. So it's going to be about a 52-yard attempt. The 52-yard attempt will be it for Van Tippen.
This would win the game. A 52-yard try. The clock will not start till the ball is snapped. There is the snap. The kick. It is in the air. It has tested. It's good!
It's good! Van Tippen has won the ball game.
Alabama has beaten Auburn. Van Tippen has kicked a 52-yard field goal. And the state of Alabama is crimson.
Chris Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Get out there as we get people running off, and as they see when they blow it in at 2-1. The crowd ball game! It's over! And the Volunteers win the championship. They don't get off the players. They're not aware that the clock's gonna start, and the Volunteers have a 5A state championship.
Here come the Birmingham Stallions.
There he goes! Stallions take the lead. Championship title.
8:07 on this Wednesday morning, Wednesday, May the 13th. 3-Point Stance coming your way this morning. Part of your Classic Country morning on Classic Country 90.9. Well, a little different today, Dave. It's on this Wednesday morning as we come to you live and in living color from the east side of the historic Clay County Courthouse Square, the Bassett Building. We're outside our First Bank Alabama studios. We are at 61.9 degrees. And on this Wednesday, Coach Chris Herron and the Barber Hall of Fame nominee and the 2025 Cornhole Challenge champion, David Nolan, in the house. And we're it today, Dave.
Just you and me, guy.
We got it.
Yeah.
We have got it because our buddies, the voice of our volunteers, getting ready to do his voicing thing, and our Hall of Famer, going to analyze and break it down. Taylor and Weems, they're on their way, and they may already be there. They're not far away if they're not there yet. They're in Montgomery Lagoon Park with our Lady Vols at the regional softball tournament.
Big softball.
Oh, it's big, Dave.
Game today.
Yes, it is.
Need the Vols to bring home that victory.
They're looking for two of them down there. They'll have that. We'll be handing this thing off to Taylor and Weems somewhere around 8:45, and they'll be bringing us all that action across the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. That first pitch scheduled for 9 o'clock today is the Vols taking on Brubaker Tech, and they'll have two games today for sure, win or lose in that first game. They'll be playing again at 1:45 is a double elimination tournament, and they are at the regional tournament round there for softball, Alabama High School 5A state playoffs, regional tournament at Lagoon Park. So we'll be passing things off to Taylor and Weems around 8:45 this morning. But right now, hey, until then, it's Dave the Barber, the has-been, Coach Chris Sarin, and you. We're glad you're with us this morning as we get things started. And Dave, we've both already answered the question, our Metis Farm Equipment question of the week, of their toothbrushing and all that kind of stuff. And I've brushed mine once this morning.
I did too.
And I'll go at it again tonight.
That's right.
So jump back in there. And but we're glad you're with us this morning. Dave, let's take a look at the Atlanta Braves.
They play last night?
They did have a game last night. They played the Chicago Cubs, Dave, and we need to give them a little chopping, Dave, because they were good winners last night. Oh, 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 oh. Our Braves report, it comes to us each and every day, courtesy of J&J Pressure Washing and J&J Fireworks, 256-618-2809 or 256-770-2334. J&J Pressure Washing, J&J Fireworks, and our Braves report. And Dave, a good Braves report from yesterday as the Atlanta Braves defeated the Chicago Cubs by a score of 5-2. Grant Holmes combined with three relievers on a one-hitter, Austin Riley and Mike Yastrzemski, homered, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Chicago Cubs 5-2 on Tuesday night in the opener of a three-game set between the National League's top teams. Fuentes, 2-0, worked three scoreless innings in relief of Holmes, who had not pitched since May the 1st. Atlanta starter worked four innings, allowing a solo homer to Alex Bregman and an RBI grounder to Moses Bastrello. He walked four and struck out five while throwing 78 pitches. Dylan Lee pitched a perfect eighth, and Iglesias went 1-2-3 in the ninth for his seventh save. Iglesias is not allowed a run in over 11 and two-thirds innings this season. Yastrzemski was 2-for-2 with three RBIs, including his two-run homer in the fifth inning that landed in front of the Chop House restaurant in right field. Earlier in the inning, Riley hit a solo shot 409 feet to left field that tied it at 2-all. Riley was also robbed of extra bases in the second inning on a leaping catch at the wall by center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong. Dominique Smith went 4-for-4 and scored twice as the Braves improved to a major league best, Dave, 29-13.
Man, they're red hot.
In the major leagues.
Red hot.
Colin Ray, 4-2, gave up five runs on seven hits, including both Braves home runs. He walked one and struck out one. The Cubs, 27-15, have now lost three straight. The Atlanta Braves honored Hall of Fame manager Bobby Cox and former owner Ted Turner in the first home game since both men passed away. The club had a moment of silence following a video tribute to both men and had a display set up with jerseys and photos in the Battery Plaza outside the park. The Braves will wear an embroidered six on the back of their caps the rest of the season to honor Cox, who died Sunday at age 84, Ted Turner passing away last Wednesday at the age of 87. So a good little tribute there from the Braves.
That, yeah.
For those guys. And I like the six embroidered on the back of the cap the rest of the year. Bobby Cox's number. So that's good stuff. The Atlanta Braves, Dave, they find themselves now, well, with that major league leading record of 29-13, nine games ahead of the Philadelphia Phillies,
sure,
Dave,
are
already in that National League East standings. The Braves and the Cubs, well, they do it again tonight. They'll be on Major League Baseball, MLB TV. That game, first pitch, 6:15, as the Braves and the Cubs. Game two of that series there in Atlanta. Dave, we step over to the American League and look at the White Sox. Well, they've got that home series. They started yesterday with the Kansas City Royals.
Three in a row, Coach. White Sox win again, defeat the Kansas City Royals 6-5 in a tight one, but they come out on top. And the Chicago Cubs are now a game and a half back in the American League Central, Cleveland on top of the division. So they got Kansas City again today at 6:40 p.m.
There we go. Hey, there's your Braves update. Braves Report is brought to us each and every day by J&J Pressure Washing and J&J Fireworks. We'll take our first break during the Hill Auto Sales kickoff hour of the 3-Point Stance. That's part of your Classic Country Morning here on Classic Country 90.9.
6358 and on Facebook under Naughty Pines Gun Club.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9. There's nothing better.
All your favorite stories, news, interviews, and laughs are all right here. This is 3-Point Stance on Classic Country 90.9.
The Monkees today, Coach.
The Monkees.
We're going to be on a short show today for Artists of the Day, but
yep.
Monkees, I'm a believer. That's a good one.
Hey, that's a good one. For our Lady Vols on the road?
That's right.
And what about this guy right here on the hotline with us, the unique hotline, the voice of Jacksonville State, Mike Paris, Coach, and Dave, and he's making believers. Those Gamecocks are making believers out of folks.
They had a big win, Coach.
Good morning, Mike Paris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How's everything in your world this morning, Paris?
Busy already. We're about to jump on the bus and make a road trip to Big D, headed to Dallas. Not Dallas, Georgia, but Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. So, the big Dallas. Yeah, you guys are fixing to be on the road. And hey, Paris, we thank you for sharing a little time with us. Let's hit you real quick with our Meadows Farm Equipment question of the week. We want to know, getting a little personal here, how many times a day do you brush your teeth?
At least twice.
And when you do brush, how long do you think you brush?
I got no idea on that one. I really don't.
It can vary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on what time of the day or night and how much time I got. No, I'm like, no, not really. You're supposed to be, 2 minutes? Isn't that what it's supposed to be? Something like that?
Yeah, that's kind of what they say. Right. A couple of minutes to make sure you kind of get everything and up and down and the inside and the outside of the teeth and all that kind of thing. So, yeah. So,
sometimes maybe I do have that long and sometimes I don't. How about that?
Well, that's fair enough. That is fair enough. In the morning, that morning brush, is that the first thing when you get up or maybe after you've had maybe a bite of breakfast of some kind?
Usually wait till after I eat breakfast if I eat breakfast.
Right.
How about that?
There you go. That's good enough. That's good enough. Mike Paris with us this morning from the voice of the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. Hey, they're getting ready to head out to Dallas, taking on, I think, Dallas Baptist is where you guys are headed. But Paris, carry us back to this past weekend, the series, and then the Gamecocks also playing last night. Let's go back to the weekend series. Start there with us.
Well, Friday night, we didn't play too well. Dropped a couple of fly balls and all that good stuff. I apologize. I'm trying to get my stuff on the bus here because we're leaving in just a minute or two.
Oh, things are happening. Things are happening.
But anyway, I got we lose the game Friday night, and we came back Saturday and Sunday, and our pitching has been lights out, and our starting pitching was great again, even though he got a no decision to Eli Pillsbury. Friday night, he was a pitcher of the week, 7 3/8, 12 strikeouts. Then Bo Bryans was, again, outstanding on Saturday and Stephen Cash on Sunday. Two hard-fought games. You know, Kennesaw gave us all we wanted in those, and they pitched it extremely well. And it was, as we talked about with Coach Beezer and some other folks, if you just came to watch some baseball, didn't care who won, all three games, outstanding baseball. So, and then, of course, last night, sweeping Auburn, first time we've beaten them in the same two times in the same season in the history of the series, as far as I know. So we are 41-11, and it's been outstanding.
Now, Paris, you correct me if I'm wrong, but that this past weekend guaranteed the Gamecocks at least a share of that regular season conference championship. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we're no worse than co-champs. a win by us or a loss by Liberty, and we'll win it outright.
Wow.
There you go.
So, and last night's victory with beating Auburn now twice, mm-hmm. and with their RPI, strength of schedule, ranked number five in the country.
Right.
You know, again, enhances our chances for an at-large bid if we don't win the conference tournament next week.
Paris, this season, the way it's gone to this point, is this something you saw possibly coming, or is there some surprise to it for you?
Well, I thought we were going to be okay because, unlike the world in college athletics right now, you know, we brought back a pretty good chunk, some arms and position guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now 41 wins in a regular season, I didn't see that coming.
Right. Hey, what an accomplishment. And Paris, last couple of minutes, let's mention the JSU softball team. Those ladies, they've made the big tournament.
Yes, got an automatic bid with winning the conference tournament. And
And I believe they're
headed to Tallahassee. In fact, they pull out today for Tallahassee. They'll play UCF on Friday afternoon at 1:30. So, terrific year for them. And I'll be honest, I hadn't spent a whole lot of time with them, hadn't seen them much.
Right.
I do know that they were going into the season early in the year, they thought their bats, you know, they could swing the bats very well.
Mm-hmm.
They were more, I think, pitching was their concern. McKenna Moore's freshman of the year in the league pitcher, and she really solidified the Gamecocks there, I can tell you that. So, so it's been obviously a good spring for Jacksonville State.
Absolutely. And it continues. Mike Paris with us this morning. Paris, look here. We know you're busy. You got a lot going on there. We got things happening here, all kind of things, end of the year sports, softball, baseball going on at the college level and the high school level. You guys getting ready to get on the road. We want you to be safe. Take care of yourself on the trip. And we will look forward to catching up with you again next week, Paris.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good luck to those ladies today in their game down there.
Yes, sir. Mike, thank you, Paris. Y'all be careful, man.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mike Paris with us this morning, the voice of the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. Well, he's with us across the Unique Hotline. The Unique Hotline, supported each and every day by Unique Barbecue, located at 64 Ashland Street in Goodwater, Alabama. Unique Barbecue by phone, 256-839-5333. Unique Barbecue, supporting the Unique Hotline on the three-point stance. Across that hotline today, Mike Paris, the voice of JSU, brought to us by Limitless Fitness, 114 County Road 31, right next door to the Pig in Ashland, 256-239-5602. Limitless Fitness, making it possible for us to speak with Mike Paris this morning during the three-point stance. Hey, we're at 8:25 on this Wednesday morning. We're in the Hill Auto Sales kickoff hour of the three-point stance. Hill Auto Sales, located on the hill at 89010 Highway 9 in Lineville. More information available from Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll by phone, 256-396-1100, or online. They're on the World Wide Web, buyfromhill.net. Hill Auto Sales and buyfromhill.net, supporting this kickoff hour of the three-point stance that's part of your Classic Country morning on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Clay County Public Golf Course and Benefuel Funeral Home. Classic Country
90.9. What's your favorite radio station? We asked your friends, and they were unanimous.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Make Classic Country 90.9 your favorite, too.
A&D Metal Roofing Supply supports Classic Country mornings on Classic Country 90.9, with locations in Alexander City, Wadawi, and Smith Station. More information is available online at aemetalroofing.com.
Now we've got the Turtles in the house joining us on 3-Point Stance, Artist of the Day. This is Happy Together. So happy together. It's just you and me today, Coach.
It's us, Dave.
Kind of different. Got a big softball game coming up. So a lot of good stuff happening today.
Big.
Glad you're joining us.
8:30 on this Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday, May the 13th, 2026. 64.9 degrees. Dave the Barber, Coach Aaron, and you, thanks for being with us this morning. We're getting ready to hand this thing off about 8:45 in that neighborhood. The voice of our volunteers, Rusty Taylor, his analyst, Coach Jerry Waynes, they'll be breaking things down, telling you all about it as we've got softball action live right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Our Lady Vols taking on Brubaker Tech in the region tournament. That first pitch scheduled for right around 9 o'clock, and you can catch it all right here with Taylor and Waynes bringing you all that action. Their game two, they'll be back on the air around 1:45 today as it's a double elimination tournament. And regardless of the first game, they'll be playing that a second game again today, looking to advance. Two winners out of this region tournament, Dave, will be going to Oxford next week to the state tournament.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be taking place. So four different region tournaments taking place over the next couple of days in Class 5A. Two from each region will be making that trip for a total of eight teams at the state tournament next week up in Oxford at Chocolaca Park. Dave, we looked at, there's other playoffs. You know, it's a lot of playoffs going
playoffs?
On. All over the place.
You talking
Dave.
About playoffs?
Yes, we are.
Just trying to win a game.
Well, right now, Dave, there's a team won a game last night in the NBA playoffs.
They sure did, Coach. The San Antonio Spurs, well, they closed out the series with the Timberwolves, defeating the Timberwolves 126-97. And they didn't. It's 3-2 in the series, so they need to win one more game. Sorry about that. But the Spurs are on the verge of closing that series out with a dominating win right there.
And then, Dave, we got another one tonight. Other side of the country in the East semifinals.
Yeah, we do, Coach. The series is tied at 2-2. The Cleveland Cavaliers will be playing the Detroit Pistons tonight. That's a great series. I've watched some of that one. So that'll be a fun one to watch tonight.
That game tonight, Dave, Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, you could go there and check it out.
You think in that arena you can get you a pizza?
I bet they have it around. I bet they do, too. Close by, too.
I bet they got it. I bet they got it somewhere close. NBA playoffs, playing for that, what is it, Davey O'Brien?
That's right.
Trophy? Is that right?
That's right, Coach.
I finally remember that. You guys have been telling me that all year. So the Davey O'Brien, you don't ever hear that name of that trophy.
No,
very often.
You don't.
I tell you one you do hear, Dave, is the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley's Cup.
Yes, and they are battling for that thing. And last night, well, a couple of series in the NHL playoffs. Eastern Conference, second round, game four. The series tied at 2-2 now after the Buffalo Sabres defeated the Montreal Canadiens last night, 3-2, to tie that series up at 2 games apiece. A final in overtime, Dave, in Vegas. And the Vegas Golden Knights, they pull out the 3-2 win in overtime, take a 3-2 advantage in that best-of-seven series in Game 5 between the Ducks of Anaheim and the Golden Knights of Vegas in action last night. Scheduled tonight in the NHL, well, Colorado and the Wild. And, Dave, Colorado leads that series 3-1. The Avalanche, they're looking to close that thing out tonight. 7 p.m., TNT, True TV. The Wild and the Avalanche, they'll be dropping the puck at 7 tonight there in Colorado. If you could get out there, Coach Dave, secondary market tickets, $167.
Okay.
If you wanted to see the Avalanche. Have you ever been to a pro hockey game?
Never been. I would like to do that. Yeah. I know it'd be fun.
Yeah. It's. I've never been to an NHL game. I've been to some of the old, actually, the first time they came to Birmingham, the original Birmingham Bulls.
The Bulls.
Back in the 70s.
Yes.
The World Hockey League. Yeah. Some of those teams actually were
merged
into the NHL.
Yes, they did.
Birmingham wasn't one of them. But
yeah, they did.
Yeah. The original Birmingham Bulls back in the day. Gordie Howe played in the World Hockey League.
Yeah.
And there's a plaque in the Civic Center of where that was the arena where he broke the record for professional hockey games in a row.
Wow.
That he had started.
Wow.
Was a game when he played against the Bulls in Birmingham.
I wonder how old he was at that time. Had to have been up there because he was pretty old.
I'm wanting to say, Dave, he was like 54.
Yeah.
I think. Is somewhere in his 50s.
Right.
And that was he'd set the consecutive games of professional hockey. And it happened one night there in Birmingham.
Coach, I got a good did you know.
Okay.
I'm going to bring it to you. Today's May 13th.
Yes, it is.
So I researched a little bit some sports events or sports records that happened on May 13th. And one of them was the final game of the ABA was played. The championship game was played on May 13th, and the New York Nets at the time defeated the Denver Nuggets to win the last ABA championship.
That ABA standing for?
America Basketball Association.
And did they not, Dave, use a red, white, and blue ball?
They did.
That was cool.
They did. And they sold a ton of those balls.
Oh, they were everywhere, Dave. Yeah. You had to have a red, white, and blue basketball.
When they came out with that ball, that was like every kid wanted one.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So it was so different from the typical basketball that we all had known and used. But everybody wanted that red, white, and blue ball.
And that's where Dr. J got his started.
He did get started. Started with the Virginia Squires. Also played for the Nets as well. But that last ABA championship game, the final game, and both of those teams merged into the NBA.
They did, yeah.
Both of those teams did. Also another interesting record on May 13th, Coach. The most steals in an NBA game.
The most steals in an NBA game.
You want to take a crack at the number?
I do, Dave. I want to guess.
The most steals in an regulation NBA basketball.
Was this by one team or both teams combined?
By one player.
By one player?
Most steals by one player.
I'm going to say, Dave, the most steals by one player in an NBA game. It happened on May the 13th. I'm going to say the number is 13.
Ooh. The maximum amount is a good guess. It's a high number, but it's only 10.
Oh, okay.
It's only 10.
Okay.
But 10 is pretty significant. Oh, 10,
yes, it is. Yeah, you know, it is.
That's a good, and that's 5 1/4.
Yes.
So that's you're working pretty hard there to get 5 steals.
Yeah.
And it was Allen Iverson.
Really?
Philadelphia 76ers, yeah.
The question? Was that his nickname?
He was the answer.
Okay. His nickname
you have
was
the question.
Yeah. We
or,
had the
or,
question.
Or you were the question.
Yeah, yeah. The answer.
His nickname was the answer.
That's good.
And a great nickname.
I did not know. 10 steals.
10 steals. That's the record for an NBA basketball game.
Oh, that's good.
On May 13th.
That's good stuff. That is good. Hey, Dave, did you know it comes to us every day? Courtesy of Midway Pawn Shop, 1934 Front Street, Anniston, Alabama. 256-831-2551, Midway Pawn Shop. And Dave's Did You Know, and Dave, let me throw this at you, coming to us this morning and coming to you specifically, my friend, our buddy Simon Slim.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying, happy belated birthday, Dave.
Thank you, Simon.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And we want to wish you the same thing here, Dave.
Thank you,
It
Kevin.
Was your birthday yesterday.
It was.
Did you have a good day?
Had a great day. Had a wonderful day yesterday. And I want to thank my Lord and Savior for letting me be on this earth for 66
Amen.
Years.
Amen. Yep.
It's all because of him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What'd you eat, Dave?
Coach, I ate all kind of stuff. We went to Niffer's. We ate there with Stormy and Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Got to share that meal with them.
Right.
And went to Miss Story's Dairy Bar. Had a chili dog there.
There you go.
Went to Chappie's and had a great breakfast yesterday. And also went back to Chappie's and ate there again.
Twice in one day?
Yeah.
Day, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. What kind of sweets did you have yesterday?
Well, I had some Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes.
Brought one of those by.
You did bring that by this morning. That was great.
And I had a special ordered chocolate milkshake at Miss Store's.
Just a little chocolate.
I ordered it thin.
Mm-hmm.
A thin chocolate shake that's like half milk, half ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, I'm going to get chocolate.
Right.
And by that, I say, I don't tell them chocolate anything at first. I say, I want a thin vanilla milkshake, about half milk, half ice cream. And right after you do all of that, put like a drop of chocolate.
Right.
I want it so light, it almost looks like it's vanilla.
Yeah.
And the girl did it. And she said, I said, you can put just a hair more chocolate.
Yeah.
She
did
it. And I said, that's perfect. And she just giggled and went over there and mixed it up for
good
me.
Good for you.
It was so good.
Good for you, Dave.
Ah, it was good.
Good for you. That's good stuff. Another trip around the sun.
Yeah,
you
it
made
was.
It. Yeah.
Had a great, got to see my grandsons.
Yeah.
Atlas played a ball game and got to watch him.
Right.
Just great time.
Good day.
Couldn't pick a better place than be with your family.
Good day and good stuff. You're right, Dave. I tell you what, Dave, I tell you another good place, spending time with friends, and we got them.
Bucks Island, Coach. They're a marine dealership, and they're located at 4500 Highway 77 in Southside, Alabama. More information is available online at bucksisland.com or by phone at 1-800-I-AM-READY. Bucks Island supports Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
The kickoff hour of the three-point stance on this Wednesday morning. Dave the Barber, Coach Aaron, and you, Taylor and Williams, hey, we're just not far away. They're going to be coming to us live from Montgomery. And Lady Vols softball action, the Lady Vols of Central taking on Brubaker Tech. But Dave, last night we had a few final midweek games in baseball involving some of our SEC teams. As they stepped out of conference for the final time, Dave, they've got their season-ending series this weekend, and the SEC tournament begins next week in Hoover. Tennessee, they took on Belmont last night. They defeated Belmont 11-1. Tennessee now finds themselves at 35-18 on the season, their first season without the old fiery coach they had, who's That's now right. with the San Francisco Giants. But Tennessee, 11-1 winners last night. South Carolina, they took on Winthrop. Dave, and they fell to Winthrop. Winthrop 5, South Carolina 2. South Carolina baseball now at 22-31. UT Martin, they traveled to Oxford, took on the Rebels, and Ole Miss defeated UT Martin 17-6. Ole Miss now 35-18. The Auburn Tigers, they went up to Jacksonville. We heard from Mike Parrish and the Gamecocks. They're playing some good baseball.
They are.
Those Jacksonville State Gamecocks. They defeat Auburn last night 4-1. Jacksonville State now 41-11. Auburn 35-16, Dave, and a huge series Auburn has this weekend on the Plains against the Georgia Bulldogs. That is a big series there. And then one game last night, Dave, canceled. Some weather in the area. Northern Kentucky was scheduled to be at Kentucky, but that game canceled last night there in Lexington. And now all those guys, the SEC teams, well, they get ready for those final series. They all begin tomorrow. They'll take that Thursday start, play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then they'll head to Hoover for the SEC baseball tournament. Getting underway next week, and we'll have more about that tomorrow and some of those games as we work through here toward the end of the week. Our last few minutes this morning here on the three-point stance, and Dave, we look to a little news, just some different things around the world of sports, and we look at, Dave, and we see that an old NFL quarterback, Dave, and it's somebody we're going to remember, but a lot of people, he's kind of, you got to really know a little NFL history nowadays, but Craig Morton, Dave.
I saw
Craig
that.
Morton passing away recently.
Old Dallas Cowboy.
Yep, and he was the starting quarterback for three full seasons for Dallas back in 1969, 1970, and 1972.
Yes.
And those 3 years, Dave, that he was their starting quarterback, two division titles, the franchise's first NFC title, and three postseason appearances. He had a 7-16 winning percentage as the starter for the Cowboys during those three seasons. So a good quarterback there for the Cowboys, but it kind of gets lost to history, but a good quarterback, and he spent some time in Denver also.
And it's easy to forget him a little bit mm-hmm. because guess who was behind him, Coach?
Well, I believe it was a guy named Staubach.
Yeah, Heisman Trophy winner, yeah. Roger Staubach.
That came in there behind him.
That's right.
So, but a good quarterback in
he
his
He was
day.
A great quarterback,
Absolutely.
Craig Morton
he was.
Was.
And you know, Dave, later on this year, we've got the World Cup coming up, Dave.
We do. World Cup!
The World Cup. Well, in Mexico, Mexican education authorities have rolled back a decision, and they will now end classes before the World Cup begins. After public backlash that school wasn't scheduled to be over until after the World Cup had started.
We got to get our priorities in line.
And then a nationwide uproar about that. And now, Dave, they've changed that decision, and they're going to end school the education year before the World Cup gets underway.
We will not go to school. We will go to World Cup.
Yeah, they want to be able to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be able to watch
it. And they should.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a big, big thing.
Oh, it's huge.
Down there.
It's huge down there. It is huge. Yeah.
I can't wait to see it, actually.
Oh, it'll be good. And we'll have it.
Coach Weems is going to a
Coach
game.
Coach Weems, he's going to catch the friendly in a few weeks.
Sure is.
Yeah. And the World Cup gets underway. And that'll be part of our mornings there for a while when that worldwide event gets started. The most popular sport in the world.
It is.
I mean, worldwide, that's it. The rest of the world, we call it soccer. The rest of the world calls it football.
Football.
That's it. That is it. Dave, we're getting ready to wind this thing down in abbreviated three-point stance today. We've got Rusty Taylor, Coach Weems, Coach Jerry Weems. They're in Montgomery. They're making preparations. They're not far away. They'll be coming to you across the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. action between our volunteers from Central Clay County and Brubaker Tech. The first game of the region tournament taking place in Montgomery. And Dave, we've rolled on through this morning pretty good. Morning.
Been a good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Went by fast.
Yeah, it's rolled right along. We're going to hand this thing off. Taylor and Weems, they'll be coming at you just minutes away. They're coming to you with softball action across the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, our Lady Vols, and Brubaker Tech. The first game of the Central Region Tournament taking place in Montgomery. Thank you for being with us this morning. Hey, hang in there with Taylor and Weems. After that, you can be on the road with Bone a while, and Taylor and Weems back at you with the second game at 1:45. Have a great day out there, folks. Enjoy a little sunshine, and we'll be back tomorrow morning to do this thing all over again. Have a great day out there. We love you, and God bless.